spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, My Son, the Convict, was written by Joseph Mendel and is presented in observance of Passover.
Maybe the story is not only about my son David. I think it is also about those to whom Isaiah spoke.
I have called thee to bring out the prisoners from the dungeons, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
You must not expect me to talk of kings and judges who hold the keys to dungeons, nor of commanders whose armies shatter prison walls and whose names are written in history. In this season of remembrance of an ancient liberation, I will tell you about those of little names who must learn other ways to open locked gates. Still, the beginning was with David, and there are two things you must understand. It happened in Poland just before Passover. David was 10 years old. And I will also tell you here and now that he turned out well, my son the convict. We were going from Lubomel to Lublin, David and I. This was not a simple matter in Poland just after the First World War. Then why did we have to travel? Quite simply, in order to earn a few pennies for bread. It was a question of buying in Lubomel tea, maybe tobacco or a few eggs, and selling in Lublin, where the price was a little higher. It was a risky business, especially with a 10-year-old boy.
You don't have to worry, Mama. I know what to do.
Not so loud, David. Do you want everybody in the station to hear you? Before we get on the train, tell me what you have to do.
It's the same as always, Mama.
Then you should have no trouble telling me. Well, David?
All right. We take seats in separate cars.
You be in the car behind mine. Go on.
After every second station, I walk through your car and then go back. Do I have to keep doing that?
I must know if you're still on the train.
Well, I wouldn't get off the train. Why should I?
Never mind. Just go on.
Well, all the rest of the time, I make believe I'm asleep.
And if the conductor asks for your ticket?
My mother has.
And where is your mother?
In the next car.
No. In another car. You don't know which. Talking to a friend. Do you hear, David?
Mama, sometimes when I'm sitting there with my eyes closed and I'm waiting for the conductor, I think, suppose he doesn't believe me.
Now, who's worrying? He always believes you. Why shouldn't he?
Because it isn't true.
David, we have to do this for a little while longer until we hear from Papa in America. And that will be soon. You must believe me. Don't turn your face away, David.
Papa doesn't write any more letters.
Of course he does. But there was a war. How could letters come from America? You understand, don't you? Answer me.
Yes, Mama.
Soon, very soon, there will be a letter, a big envelope with money and tickets. Tickets for a ship to take us to America. We'll all be together again.
All right.
We have to get on the train. You remember what to do?
I remember.
You get on first. Go, David. And God be with you.
excuse me, please.
Are you sick, boy?
Who, me?
This is the third time you've gotten up. What's the matter with you?
No manners.
I didn't even answer me.
Well, you're a restless young fellow, huh?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing different in the next car. All cars are the same.
Well, I can't open the door.
No muscles, huh? Your mother doesn't feed you enough. Here, I'll open it for you.
Thank you.
The other door is easy. Just lean on it.
Mama?
David! Don't stop. Walk past me.
I have to talk to you.
You must. David, not now.
Well, I have to talk to you, Mama. He asked me twice for my ticket.
You know what to say.
Well, the second time, he said, where is your mother?
You don't know, that's all.
But he said, I'll find her. Tell me what she looks like if he can.
You mustn't get so upset, David. Sit in another place or go to the car ahead. Only quickly. You mustn't stand here talking to me.
He looked at me so hard, Mama. I'm sure he knows me. Suppose...
No, don't suppose, David. Listen. You know where I am. If anything happens, come right to me and I'll take care of everything. But nothing will happen. I'm sure of it. Go back to your seat and close your eyes. Maybe you'll sleep. Wait. No one is looking. There. A mother is entitled to kiss her son.
Me dizzy with your twisting and turning.
I'm sorry. I'm looking. That is, you didn't happen to see a boy walk through the car?
A boy?
After the last station.
What boy? You got on the train alone, didn't you?
Yes, of course. Excuse me. Did you notice?
Wait.
There was a boy.
Just a minute. I want to see what's happening out there. That's the way to handle it. No nonsense. To tell the truth, I was beginning to be suspicious myself. Three, no, four times that boy went back and forth from one car to the other.
What boy? Where?
There, on the platform with the policeman. Look for yourself.
David!
Hey, what do you think you're doing?
Let go of me. I'm getting off at this station.
You're out of your mind. The train is going too fast.
Let go! I must get off the train.
You'll have to wait for the next station.
David!
What's your name, boy? Speak up. Speak up.
Sergeant.
Be still, Ossip. Your name, boy. I have to write it down.
Sergeant, let me out. I got to go home.
Tomorrow, when you're sober.
Well, not drunk anymore. Drunk, I can't smell your jail. Let me out.
In the morning, Ossip. Not now.
Not tomorrow. Now. Now,
be still there, Ossip, or I'll come and give you a crack on the head.
Come, little sergeant. When you come close enough, and we'll see what happens.
Now listen to me, boy. I'm not the train conductor, and I'm not the policeman who brought you here. When I talk to you, you answer me.
What's the matter, sergeant? Not enough men to arrest? You have to arrest children? Business is bad, eh, sergeant?
Shut up, you! No, for the last time, boy, what's your name? Well, you've lost your tongue, have you? Maybe I can help you find it. Here, you! Come back! So you think you can get away from here? I'll show you. Now march, young man. Here, Ossip. Here's company for you.
Thanks. Tiro, Come on, boy, sing. Let's sing together. We will put our arms around each other and...
No!
What's this? Were you afraid of Osip? Afraid of me who never harmed a fly except maybe by accident when I'm drunk?
I just don't feel like singing.
But I feel like it. Then sing. Sing, I tell you.
Da da da.
Go on. I tell you when to stop. Oh, you're crying, boy. Well, what do I call you? Come, I'm not the police. You can tell me.
David.
You're crying, David. That's how it is in the world today. If you don't sing, you have to cry. Only, David, that's no way to cry quiet, holding it in to yourself. Let your heart melt and run out in tears. When you have the misery and you cannot get drunk, what else is there to do? Come, lean on me, David, and cry out your misery. It won't be so bad. We can talk to each other. And there's the window. It has bars, of course, but you can look out.
There's nobody on the street.
At this hour, all the good people are sitting down to eat their supper.
Osip, I'm hungry.
I will tell you, David. The best thing is not to think about it. Besides, it's getting dark and soon you will be going to sleep. No more tears. Once you stop crying, you must not start again.
All right, Osip. What's that?
Osip.
Don't be frightened, David. It's only Meyer. He's looking in the window.
Osip, are you there?
Of course I'm here, Meyer. It's Sunday night, isn't it?
You're not alone.
Well, as it happens, no, there is a boy.
Why is he here?
Why? Because the sergeant of police put him here. Did you come to ask about him or me?
No, please. I don't have to ask about you, Osip. I know.
It's true, Meyer, true. As for the boy, I'm not sure. Something about a train and a conductor and a ticket.
Yeah, I see. Tell me, is the sergeant still here?
Where should he be?
I thank you, Osip. Good night.
Hey, stay well, Meyer. Where are you going, Meyer? What do you think of that, David? He went of his own free will. And mind you, he went right into the police station.
Excuse me, Sergeant. I happen to be a friend of Osip.
It's no use. I won't let him go, not until tomorrow morning.
No. I was only introducing myself. There's a boy in the cell, too.
Oh? What do you have to do with the boy?
I was just curious. Perhaps you can tell
me... Where is he? Where is my son?
Here, woman. Don't you shout at me.
Mama? Here I am, Mama.
David! It's my fault to make a child travel alone like that.
Don't cry, Mama. I'm all right now.
Mama, I'll never do it again, even if we starve.
You can't come breaking in like this.
What have you done to him?
Out of here at once.
My poor David. Locking you up with a criminal.
Well, Osip didn't do anything. He was just drunk.
A drunkard. To terrify a child.
No, Mama. I'm not afraid of Osip.
I will not say this again. Get out of here at once, or I'll lock you up together with your son.
Please, please, do as the sergeant
says. I won't leave without David.
For David's sake, let me handle this. You can talk to the boy through the window outside. Sergeant, dear, you know how women are.
Not in my police station.
Of course not, of course not. About the boy.
There is nothing to be said. He was riding on the train without a ticket. He's clearly guilty.
If you will allow me to explain. The mother had no intention, I'm sure, of defrauding the railroad.
No. I'm wondering if she herself had a ticket.
Certainly I had a ticket. I had a travel permit, and I bought a ticket for myself.
They wouldn't give me a travel permit for David.
Will you go out and talk to your David?
Hey, you see, Sergeant, there's a simple explanation. They wouldn't give her a travel permit for the boy.
Then she should have left him at home.
Naturally, but there you are. She didn't leave him. She took him without a ticket. It is, after all, a minor offense.
The law is the law, and it is my duty to enforce it.
I wouldn't want it otherwise. I only meant that this is a small offense that can be settled by a small sum.
You mean a fine, of course.
I expressed myself poorly. That is exactly what I have in mind. A small fine.
20 zlotys.
Oh, Sergeant, be reasonable. He's only a child.
What? Does the seriousness of the crime depend on the age of the criminal?
No, of course not. But still, a boy, 10 years old. 10 zlotys, Sergeant.
An offender must be punished, or else what becomes of the majesty of the law, huh? 15 zlotys, or good night.
Oh, surely 12 is enough punishment, no? No. 13? Well, then, as you say, 15. If you'll be good enough to unlock the cell.
The money first.
You realize I don't carry such sums as 15 zlotys in my pocket.
Then get it.
At this time of night. I'll bring the money in the morning. In the meantime.
In the meantime, the boy stays here.
You are a good boy, David. You didn't cry when your mother was here.
Well, I'm not crying now.
Oh, of course not.
She'd cry if I did. I don't want to make her cry.
Well, it's not the worst thing in the world. But I see what you mean. You know, your mother is right. They shouldn't lock you up with a drunkard like me.
It'd be worse if they locked me up all alone.
Would it now? I thank you, David. I thank you very much.
Ossip, when the sergeant turns out the light, is it very dark in here?
Oh, sometimes there is a moon.
Tonight?
Tonight there is no moon. But it doesn't matter. You'll be asleep before you know it. Of course, you have to know how to arrange yourself.
Oh, I've never slept in a prison before.
The bed is only a wooden board, but what of it? It's the pillow. A person has to have a pillow for his head, doesn't he?
At home, I like a hard pillow.
Aha, that's good. I'll show you something. Take off your shoes. So, go on, take them off. Now, watch what I do. You wrap the shoes in your coat, like this. You see? A pillow. Now lie down and close your eyes.
Thank you, Ossip. Good night.
Good night, little turnip.
Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, hamapil chevla sheino al einai, utnuma al afapoi.
What is that you're saying to yourself?
It's the night prayer.
Ah. David, I want to ask you, that is...
What?
Will you say it also for me?
Praised be thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who causest mine eyes to close in sleep. May it be thy will, O Lord my God, and God of my fathers, that I lie down in peace, and that I rise again in peace.
How is she, Ava? Did you tell her not to worry?
What's the matter with you, Meyer? How can she not worry? Poor woman. I persuaded her to lie down for a while.
Oh, good,
Meyer,
good.
15's left. There's a lot of money.
Yeah. It won't get any less if we wait longer. All right, I'll begin. 1 zloty.
2, Meyer.
But Ava...
Meyer?
Well, 2 zlotys.
1.5. This was a bad week for me.
I have a question to ask.
Oh, later, later. First, we have to get together 15 zlotys. Come, quick.
I have been thinking about it. Are we doing the right thing?
What kind of a question is that?
Please, Eva, you know me. You know that my heart goes out to that poor woman and her son. But there are some things that must be said.
Then put your money on the table and let it talk for you.
Yes. Listen to me. Listen to me. What will be the end of this?
I don't know what you're talking about. Someone is in trouble. A boy is in prison for whatever reason.
For what reason?
You know as well as I do.
Of course I know, and I also know that if the sergeant wants to arrest somebody, anybody, he will always find a reason.
You mean deliberately, in cold blood?
Do you find it so difficult to believe?
When you put it that way, no. It is not difficult to believe.
And we? What are we doing? We are encouraging him. He will continue to find victims if he knows that we will pay the ransom. Well, it's true, isn't it? Well, you know it's true.
Sounds logical. What do you think, Meyer?
I don't know what to think.
You know, Meyer. But you're afraid to say it.
I'm not afraid. It may be that you are right.
There. Meyer, your wife sets you a good example.
It may be as you say, but
Eva, for a woman, you have a fine, logical mind.
But it is not a question of logic.
Now, Eva.
Don't you understand? A boy is locked up in prison, alone, frightened.
You don't have to remind me. But if we teach the sergeant a lesson, if we refuse to pay now... Think how many others will be saved from prison cells.
I am not arguing with your logic, and this does not have to be a precedent. But now, at this time, at this season of the year...
What's true is true, no matter when.
Oh, listen to me. In the morning, we begin to make ready for Passover. And tomorrow night at the Seder, we recall the bondage of long ago and setting free. And remembering, we open the doors of our houses and say, let him that is hungry come in and eat. Let him that is needy come in and make the Passover. Listen to me. I also have a question. Will you open one door and leave another closed?
I lay awake, but I think that David, my son, slept in peace on the wooden board in his cell that night when the voice of Isaiah was heard.
I have called thee to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
The next night at the Passover Seder, we both heard together those other words.
We were slaves unto Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord our God took us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm.
There are many kinds of bondage, and the passage to freedom also needs the outstretched arms of men and generations of men. If David did not know it then, he learned it later, growing up in America. And he knows it now. For I said at the beginning, he turned out well, my son, the convict.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Joseph Wall, president of the Universal Brotherhood Dinner of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Wall.
What affected me most about today's Eternal Light program, above the charm and pathos of the story, was that it illustrates the true nature of freedom. Usually, we think of freedom in world terms. We ask whether a country or a people is free. But today's program showed that freedom is a personal matter. Its significance is woven into the very texture and nature of our private lives. In the United States, this concept of personal freedom is embodied in the basic documents of our democracy. The Bill of Rights guarantees that individual freedom cannot be taken away unjustly. It is part of the air we breathe and cannot be bought or bargained for. It is true that perfect freedom for all individuals in this country has not yet been achieved. However, the progress which is being made speaks well for the guarantee of personal freedom which the founding fathers of this country sought to perpetuate. The holiday of Passover we celebrate this week is a festival of freedom. It is a symbol of freedom for all the world. And the image we have of the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea parallels the exodus into freedom of the pilgrims to America. Indeed, the founding fathers considered using the biblical exodus as the seal of the United States. As we celebrate the Passover holiday, we should remember that individual freedom is the essence of a good life. It is a right which we must constantly and continuously defend. It is also a responsibility of which we must try to be worthy through the way we use this precious right.
Thank you, Mr. Wall. Our Eternal Light drama today, My Son the Convict, was written by Joseph Mindell and was presented in observance of Passover. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Miriam Lasserson, Peter Laser, Danny Occo, Jim Dukas, Sam Gray, Ruth Last, Reuben Singer, Roger DeCoven, and Guy Rep. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. The Eternal Light will not be broadcast next week due to the Passover holidays. It will be heard again 2 weeks from today. This is the NBC Radio Network.